Unit 1. Listening. Exercise 3.
Hello, and welcome to Angry Old Men, the programme where oldies like myself take a look at the modern world and complain about it. If you're like me, then you're probably confused by how fast the world is changing. To help you understand more about society today, each week we invite a young expert to explain some modern mysteries. This week, Charlotte Harris, Professor of Sociology at Northlands University, is here to tell us all about chavs. Charlotte, let's start at the beginning. What exactly is a chav?
Okay. A chav is a young person, usually working class, who is not well educated. Chavs usually wear designer clothes, particularly top sports brands, and they usually wear big gold jewellery.
Now that you mention it, I have seen quite a few of those around in shopping centres and so on, wearing white tracksuits and white trainers. They always seem to have big logos all over their clothes too.
That's right.
Now, Charlotte, one of the things I, and I'm sure many of our listeners, have always wanted to know about chavs is where the name chav comes from.
Experts don't really agree about this. There are two common theories. One is that it's an old Romany word that just means boy or child. But another theory says that chav comes from the name of a particular place, a town in Kent called Chatham.
Is that where chavs come from?
It's not really fair to say that chavs come from any particular region. It's more a nationwide phenomenon, I would say.
I see. Now, chavs do seem to have a bad reputation, don't they? Why do you think that is, apart from their bad taste in fashion, that is?
Two reasons, I think. Firstly, just about every youth movement in the past has had a bad reputation when you think about it. So, historically speaking, that's not too surprising. Secondly, I think newspapers and TV love making them seem worse than they really are. They blame them for everything that's wrong with the country and make it seem there are far more chavs than there really are. They've even created the idea that there are celebrity chavs.
Really? Can you give us some examples?
Some newspapers have suggested that the Beckhams are celebrity chavs. The footballer Wayne Rooney, too. I'm not sure he'd be very pleased about that, though. You'd have to ask him.
I think I'll let you do that. One thing you haven't mentioned so far is music. Are there any chav bands or chav singers?
Not exactly. Chavs are associated with different types of music. If anything, I would say that they're closest to hip-hop. Because chavs are an exclusively British phenomenon, there are now some British hip-hop artists who are popular with chavs. There's a group called The Streets. Well, really, it's just one person called Mike Skinner. And he's written songs where the words often include chav words and expressions. He's been really popular.
Charlotte, as you know, I'm an old man. I'm 68 next month, although I know I look younger. I've seen so many of these, what you call them, urban tribes come and go, mods, rockers, hippies, punks. Do you think chavs are here to stay?
That's difficult to answer. I think the fashions will change, but who knows? Maybe they'll keep coming back into fashion at different stages in the future. One thing that I think is significant is that you can now find the word chav in English dictionaries. That means that, whether you like it or not, they have made a real impact on British culture in general.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. On a personal note, as an angry old man, I will not hide the fact that I would not mind at all if chavs completely disappeared in the future. Next on the programme, we're going to try to explain another modern phenomenon, flash mobs. And we'll also provide